This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. A voter turnout of 62.36% has been recorded in the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections, for which polling was held yesterday. In this phase, polling was held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. This seventh phase marks a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April. The Election Commission, in a statement, said polling across the country was held smoothly and peacefully across seven phases. The Commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch on every aspect of the poll process during the seven-phase general elections. It said stringent security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. The Commission added that with meticulous advance planning and rigorous training of election officials, elections this time have seen a drastic reduction in the number of re-polls, demonstrating the robustness of the election process. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place on Tuesday. Ahead of counting for Lok Sabha elections 2024 on Tuesday, private TV news channels and other agencies have issued figures of exit polls. Most of the exit polls indicate that BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is set to retain power in the Lok Sabha elections. The exit polls suggest the NDA could secure a two-thirds majority in the 543-member Lok Sabha, surpassing the simple majority threshold of 272 seats. Multiple pollsters are predicting a return of the Narendra Modi-led NDA government, winning over 350 seats. The oppositions in the alliance will get somewhere between 125 and 150 seats in the Lok Sabha elections. The Lok Sabha elections 2024 have witnessed a direct fight between the BJP-led NDA and the Congress-led Indy Alliance. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim is progressing smoothly. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Early trends show the BJP is leading in Arunachal Pradesh, while in Sikkim the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha exceeded the halfway mark over rival Sikkim Democratic Front. In Arunachal Pradesh, out of 60 assembly constituencies, the BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen. Out of the remaining 50 seats, latest trends available for 48 seats show so far, Bharatiya Janata Party leading in 33, National People's Party ahead in 6, and Nationalist Congress Party in 4. People's Party of Arunachal in 3 and Independence in 2. In Sikkim, according to the latest trend for 31 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM is ahead in 30 seats, the Sikkim Democratic Front SDF is leading in 1, SKM candidate and incumbent Chief Minister of the state Prem Singh Tamang is leading in Soreng constituency. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti is ahead in Arithang seat. The term of the two assemblies in the northeastern states are coming to an end today. The gross goods and services tax, GST revenue, for the month of May this year stood at 1,73,000 crore rupees. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that this represents a 10% year-on-year growth. And moving on to sports, in the ICC T20 World Cup 2024 has begun in USA today. The tournament is being jointly hosted by the USA and the West Indies. In the opening match today, the United States got their first win against Canada by 7 wickets at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.